Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get for my pain? Betrayed desire.
To another edition of IMAC on this Saturday, August 30th. And I'm here with my co-host as usual, Will, Willie Boy Ramo. What's going on, Will?
Hey, what's up, Mac? What's up, people out there?
Yep, back as usual on this Saturday night. If you guys want to call in and share your opinion and feedback, phone number here, it's 646-721-9904. Again, that's 646-721-9904. I'm your host, Corley Matthew. Tonight we'll be talking about entertainment news, as usual. any gossip out there or any hot topics, we'll go over and talk about. And if you guys want to call in and share your opinions, feel free to call. It's only a half an hour show, so feel free to give your feedback and opinions during this half an hour. So it's Labor Day weekend. Monday is Labor Day, of course. A lot of people will be off of work. I'll be off of work. Will, I know you're going to – your job is making you work on that day, unfortunately.
Yeah I'm going to be working.
How ironic is that?
Just a typical, working man, got to pay his dues, man.
But how ironic is that, though? That's so ironic because that's supposed to be the day workers are supposed to have off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. But unfortunately, it's not the first time I've been working on that day, so.
That's messed up, man. That's the day to honor workers who have built this country,
Yep.
But yeah, you're making them work even more. How dare them?
It is what it is, man.
You should protest.
It'll be like a baseball game.
Yeah, man. Do a booth review or something. But yeah. But hopefully when you get home you'll have a barbecue, because I know a lot of people on Labor Day are gonna have barbecues just like they do on July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably gonna eat some burgers and hot dogs, on that day. And
I hope so. I haven't heard any news. Hopefully that happens.
Hey, you can always come to my house.
Much appreciated.
But also on that day there's the Labor Day parade in Eastern Parkway, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's honoring West Indies. It's really the West Indian parade,
right?
Really,
yeah, it is. Yeah.
And so you're gonna have a parade with different Western Indian countries celebrating, like Trinidad, Guyana, Haiti.
Haiti. Yeah.
I've been there a couple of times. You said you've been there once, or you haven't been there?
No,
you haven't been to a parade yet.
No, I never been there. I never been to a parade. Period.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I've been in New York all my life. Yeah, I know, that's shocking.
You've never been to a parade ever?
I don't think so. I can't think of being one.
Wow. The one parade I'm thinking about going to this year would be the Thanksgiving parade. This year I'm thinking about going. Mm. I've been to the West Indian parade. I've been to some other parades. Been to the I went to this Irish thing. Was it some kind of Irish or?
Oh yeah, the St. Patrick's Day one.
No, it wasn't the St. Patrick's. This was like a Scottish or Irish parade. I forgot the name of it, but I went with a few of my coworkers there.
Hmm.
It wasn't the St. Patty's parade. It was something different.
Was it the Columbus Day one?
No, it was in a major parade.
Oh.
I forgot what the name of it was, but.
Oh, damn. I probably never heard of it then.
Yeah, I forgot the name of it. But I'd want to go to the Thanksgiving parade and the Chinese New Year parade. I always wanted to see those parades.
Mm.
Hopefully this year I'll have a chance. We'll see.
And maybe you will.
Yeah. I've always watched them on TV and and been like, man, I wish I could go to one.
Well, the Chinese one would be next year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And maybe meet some Chinese girls while I'm in the process.
Well, yeah, that's a strong possibility.
We'll see. So yeah, back to celebrity news. What's going on in news? So Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie finally got married.
Yep.
After what, 9 years they've been together?
Could be. What was it, like 2005? You're right. That's 9 years.
And no one really knew about it. Like, they didn't tell anybody. They just wed in France last weekend.
Yeah,
and people just found out about it.
Exactly. Everybody was, fiending for that wedding. And then they just people were watching it, and then somehow they were able to just do it without people knowing.
Exactly. It just went under the radar, which is smart, you know?
Yeah. What's funny is that they were already on there. They've always been on the radar, but somehow they were able to be slick with it.
Yeah,
people assumed they would have been leader, but they hit it. They hit it very well.
Yeah, I don't know how they managed, but yeah. So now but I thought they're already married before the story came out.
Because
you know they've been together for like 9 years. They're practically married when you think about it already.
Yeah.
And they have kids together, you know.
You know what this means? This really puts what's his name's ex, Jennifer Anderson, even more on the radar, and you know, or her fiance.
I don't even think she cares. She's long forgotten about Brad Pitt already.
Yeah, I think I agree with that, but people, I don't think people have forgotten about it.
Yeah.
So people, I'm talking about, I agree with you, I don't think she cares. But
yeah.
There's a lot of people who care, you know.
True.
You know, people who buy the magazines and watch, you know, Extra, Access Hollywood, you know, those kind of shows. You know, they you know.
They
want to know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Angelina Jolie did steal Jennifer Aniston's boyfriend.
Allegedly on the set of the Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, and now they're Mr. and Mrs. Pitt.
Yeah, you're right. <That's the> people. You know, people are feeling to see how it would look.
Oh yeah.
You know, to see them walk down the aisle, but like you said, all they gotta do is pop in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and you'll get an idea.
Yeah. And another couple that got married, is going to get married, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
They actually got married today, it looks like.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, in a castle.
To both couples.
Yeah, congrats. And they made people who attended the wedding sign a private agreement.
Right.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm surprised is that they didn't invite you, man. That's what I'm surprised about.
Yeah, well, I had other plans. I'm a busy man, Will. I'm a busy man.
Well, maybe next time, you know, Brad and Angelina and, you know, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle will get married on the same week, you know, or so. They'll invite you.
Oh, yeah, hey. There'll be other celebrity weddings I'll go to, but you know, I'm busy right now. You know.
Yeah, you couldn't clear your schedule in time. I didn't do my postpone it, but you know. But that was nice of you to say, you know, just don't worry about him.
Hey, I'm a generous guy. But yeah, you mentioned Jennifer Aniston. She was recently on Jimmy Kimmel. She had a Friends reunion. Her.
Oh, right. Yes. I forgot
Courtney
about that.
Cox. What's the other one?
Lisa Kudrow.
Lisa Kudrow, right.
And Jimmy Kimmel was playing as Ross.
Right.
David Schwimmer's character.
Right. It was funny. I saw the clip, but it was pretty funny. I wish I had the clip to play, but I don't have the clip here.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, but that's you can always go to YouTube and find
it. Yeah, I've seen a few seconds of it. It looked funny.
It was pretty funny. I enjoyed it.
Oh, speaking of which, I don't know if you heard of another potential reunion. You remember Girl Meet World, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like there might be a Full House Meet World.
Oh, I heard about that.
Because it looks like John Stamos and the original cast members are trying to revive, the other, one of the greatest CGI shows of all time.
Yeah, I heard about that. Although the Olsen twins would not be involved in it, unfortunately.
Yeah. Because they feel they're too grown or, you know, they've been there, done that. I don't know.
Yeah, they got their own stuff going on. They got the fashion line, and you know, they got their own projects. So,
well, hopefully they'll, you know, make a cameo if the show does. And you know what's funny? This was the April Fool's joke. Remember?
Yeah,
They were gonna revive this, and looks like this might be a reality because the, you know, John Stamos apparently has the rights to the show. I don't know how he got them.
Hey. Yeah, that'd be great. I would love to see the old cast members again.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I mean, it'd be a lot, you know, a lot to live up to. Kind of like Girls Meet World living up to Boys Meet World. But as long as you, you know, you separate the two and, you know, you just, you know, curious to see how it continues, you know, it'll be fine. And, they, you know, people, because of this, people have been wondering about, you know, another popular teen show, Saved by the Bell, coming back. But I don't see that happening, you know.
Nah.
Because one reason why, I mean, they could do the show, but one reason why I don't think the show, it would go through.
Nah.
See why?
They have their own stuff going on, and Dustin Diamond is like, he's ruined it for everyone.
Exactly. You stole the words right out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. Because Screech was the unsung hero of the show. And I didn't even realize that watching the show back in the days, but watching the reruns, you know, like, you know, on DVD and stuff like that, I'm like, wow, you know, he was really funny. He was really the comedy relief, you know.
Yeah,
the show
he was.
But unfortunately, you know, he's, because of the book, you know, he's on terrible terms with everybody. I don't know if he cares or whatnot. I haven't, you know, updated on that, but it's really a lot of really bad blood between a lot of his cast members and him. So hopefully he's remorseful. He could, you know, apologize to the guys and try to, you know, mend fences. But I don't know. Don't look like that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, and you'll see a lot of the rumors that he wrote in the book in the Saved by the Bell movie on Labor Day on Monday.
Yep. So it's Monday night.
That should be fun to watch.
Yeah, I got to check to see when they replay it because I'm going to most likely check out Raw.
They're probably going to replay it throughout the night, so you'll most likely see it after Raw, you know. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to watch the replay because I'm going to watch Raw at the same time. So I'm going to probably they're most likely going to air the replays 11 or 12 or even 1, so you'll definitely have a chance. Yeah.
And I would hope and assume they're going to replay it other times in the week.
Oh, yeah. They should.
So,
especially if it gets a lot of ratings. So,
hopefully.
Yeah. It should be fun. It should be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Did you see the VMAs last weekend?
VMA. I saw the beginning part of it. I didn't see most of it.
Oh, so you saw the Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj performance, huh?
Yeah, and Jessie J too.
Yeah, they were good. Looks like Nicki Minaj had a malfunction with her wardrobe. Although some people are saying that she did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing. You didn't see anything. You didn't see any of her breasts or anything exposed because
right.
She was holding on to her dress, making it seem like, you know, it was not zipped before she went on stage.
Mm.
And she was holding on to it throughout the part of the performance.
Mm.
And there was another half of her performance where she came out in like this green outfit, green bra and green underwear.
The beginning?
I think that was the beginning, right, when she came out solo. Yeah. Yeah.
When she was performing the Anaconda song, the song she basically ripped off from Sir Nicella.
Right. Anaconda, yep.
Mm.
And she, yeah, man, she has a big booty. Damn. Me and you talked about it last week, but that booty is, I know it's more like the most likely fake, but damn, she has big. That's big, man.
Yeah, he saw through the future like 20 years ago. He knew that was gonna happen. I hope he gets a paycheck because of this. Cause
she owes him big time.
For real.
But Other than that, I mean, the award show wasn't really that interesting. You know, it was kind of eh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had Katy Perry. She won Best Female Video for Dark Horse.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande.
What were you going to say? Oh, yeah, right, she won.
She won for Best Pop Video, Problem.
Yeah, apparently she's dating Big Sean, too.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, she. Oh, at least she likes the brothers. That's good, right?
No problem with me.
Let's hope our brother Frank is nice to the brothers either.
Well, I guess we won't. Since Devin got kicked out, I guess we'll never know the answers.
But Will, I thought, you know, since like right now to school, you know, a lot of kids going back to school this week. And right now, you know, the charts right now are dominated by female celebrities who are beloved by teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Ariana Grande, you have Taylor Swift,
right.
Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato. I thought let's do a teen version. Well, I mean, they're not really teens. They're like, they look like teens. They look like they should be back in school. So maybe, I thought tonight we could do a back to school teen new date or marry. What do you think?
Okay, that's what you want. That's what the folks want.
Let's do it. America's favorite game show, Do, Date, or Marry.
Let's play.
Let's get it started, Will. You know the rules. I give you three female celebrities, and I ask you who you want to do, date, or marry, and you have to pick one for each celebrity. So let's start this edition of Back to School. Female teenager celebrity edition. So here's the three female celebrities: Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus. Who would you do? Who would you date? Who would you marry?
Wow. Okay. Well, let me see. I guess Miley would be the first one.
Do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this one gets trickier now. No, this is, yeah, this one's like a toss-up for me. Do you know what? I guess I'll say, date Ariana.
Wait, which one?
Ariana.
Ariana, you would marry?
I think I'll pick. You know what? I'll say date.
So you date Ariana. So that leaves you would marry Selena?
Yeah, that's my choice. Oh, okay. Asterisk. she'd have to prove that she's totally moved on, and that clearly isn't the case. That's asterisk. Right there.
Yeah, it is. Big time. Wow.
We're going to disagree.
Yeah, we're most likely going to disagree here. I would... I would do Miley. We agree on that.
I knew we would agree on that, obviously.
But big time, we're going to disagree on this one. Date, it would be Selena because of the situation with Justin.
Exactly.
Marry, I'd marry Ariana, you know. And her, these rumors going around that she's going out with Big Sean, you know, that just puts the nail. That just seals it right there for me. So I would marry Ariana. So I got it. That's, hey, because if you married Selena, you'd have to deal with Justin properly. You know?
Exactly. That's why there's an asterisk. They'd have to. I'd have to have assurance that you know that's done.
Right.
Because if it's not, then I'm gonna have to agree with you.
I don't know. I was just on TMZ. It looks like they're still. They were recently spotted on a motorcycle riding together.
Don't worry. So. By next week, they'll be off again, and then the week after that, they'll be back together. So.
Pretty much.
One day's news is like old news already. One moment they're together, one moment they're not. They're literally the on and off again.
Oh, yeah. Always. It's always with that couple. Okay, now let's get another set of girls here. All right, let's do Chloe Grace Moretz.
Oh, wait, whoa. I might have to...
You're right. She's not legal.
Yeah, I
forget.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry.
That's off the...
Sorry. I forgot. Well, we're going to have to wait 2 more years, right?
I think so.
All right. Let's do Demi Lovato. Vanessa Hudgens.
Damn.
And... Emma Watson.
Those are some good ones. Let's say date Emma Watson. And now this is where it gets tricky for me.
You would date Emma Watson?
Out of the other two choices, yeah. Okay, let me think. Damn. Why couldn't I get those last two choices for real?
I'd
be like Two-Face. I'd just flip a coin and then whichever side lands on up, fine. But then again, that would make you crazy like the Two-Face because you'd be like, you'd be trying to flip all the time. You'd be like, damn.
Either one.
This is mad tough. Every time I'm going to say one, it's like... Damn. I don't know, right now, I think I'm leaning towards, dating Vanessa.
Okay.
But damn. I guess that's what I'll do.
So recap. So who would you do?
Emma.
And Nate?
Vanessa.
And Mary? Debbie, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
I think we're going to slightly disagree, just like the last one.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And I know your reasoning, too.
I would do Emma.
I know that.
Date. I'd date Demi.
Yeah, I assume so.
And marry, I know, Vanessa just looks like more marriage material than the other girls for some reason. But the other girls have a little, I don't know, I guess Vanessa just has... some edge to her, just like Demi Lovato does, but Vanessa Hudgens is more toned down, I would say, than Demi is. Didn't Demi just release some kind of sex video or something like that months back? Not a sex video, but like a video of her with her boyfriend or doing something.
I don't think so. I think
something like that. I heard.
I think that happened to Britney Spears. I think.
No, there was something that was released, either like a selfie of her or, well, I mean, Vanessa Hudgens has had new selfies as well. That famous one when she sent to a Zac Efron when they were dating. I could have sworn there was like a topless. Oh, okay, yeah, it was a topless pic that was leaked, I guess. It was some kind of selfie, I think, that she sent to her boyfriend. That it was leaked online.
Really?
So, oh yeah, then this was like this might have been like a month or two ago. But you know, again, Vanessa Hudgens has had new pics leaked over the internet as well. So
all of them basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but still, I would marry Vanessa and date Demi.
Hey, I wouldn't mind either.
Yeah. Hey. Now you pick one. Pick a three set of girls.
Man, okay. Let me try to think of some. Right, how about Christina Milian?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. Da-da-da-da-da. Trying to think.
You said Christina Milian?
Yeah, that was one.
I don't know, man. She doesn't look like she'd be going back in school.
Mm-hmm.
Although she does.
If I'm the teacher, she does. I'll be Mr. Belding. Let me try to think. Damn. Why is it so difficult? I think of two. How about Kate Upton? She's like, what, 20, 21?
Okay.
That's two. One more. How about Margot Robbie from Wall Street?
Who?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Who?
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Who do you choose first?
That's a good one. That's not bad.
It's not that easy when you're in the hot seat, when you're batting lead off, huh?
For do, it would have to be Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
Date, it'd be... Date, it'd be Kate Upton. Marry, it'd be Christina Milian.
Oh, man. Dude, we made history. We agree.
Really?
You can't go wrong either way. We're either combination.
Yeah, Mian looks like she's the type of girl that you'd want to settle down with, you know?
No, man, shoot, believe that.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to marry Kate Upton, but I don't know if she's marriage material right now, you know?
I don't know. I guess Verlander is finding out right now.
Maybe that's why he's struggling.
Well, can you blame him?
I don't know. I can't.
Sure, I'd be at least a triple Cy Young Award winner. But, you know, that's a lot of pressure.
I know. I'd have my fair share of struggles. But
he's trying to be the first man to win the World Series and decade up then. I mean, that's impossible. Right there alone, you should go to Cooperstown.
Oh, yeah, just for that. Well, Will, that wraps up the teen female celebrity edition, back to school edition of Do, Date, and Marry. So, well, before we go, I want to give the Clown of the Week award to USC's Josh Shaw. This guy, he did you hear about this story, by the way, about this USC football player?
Oh, yes. I heard some of it.
So, supposedly, he came back to practice injured. Both of his knees were injured, I guess. And he said he got injured trying to rescue his nephew who was drowning in a pool, and he had to jump off of a second-story balcony to save his nephew. And turns out that he lied about the story, and now he's been suspended indefinitely. He might be suspended for the whole season, maybe. He might be out for the whole season because he's also injured.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically lied about rescuing his nephew in a pool. And, you know, people were writing articles about him being a hero, him being a hero football player, and it all turns out it was a hoax.
Yep.
And now he's looking like the biggest dumbass out there right now. So Josh Shaw gets the Clown of the Week award for being a dumbass.
First ever. I don't think you've ever given out this award before.
Yeah, it might be the first time, yeah.
It might be a tradition, though.
I will make it, yeah, Clown of the Week. Joshua. That's ever. That's the crazy story, man. Like, just tell him, and we still don't know how he got injured.
Well, apparently the rumor is that he allegedly robbed a place because there was I think his ex-girlfriend or something like that. He went inside his ex-girlfriend's home and robbed her because the descriptions matched his, him, basically.
Wow. What a dumbass.
Allegedly, he got injured from robbing his ex, going inside, I believe it was his ex-girlfriend's house and stealing. So,
wow.
That's apparently the reason.
Maybe we should name it Dumbass of the Week or something. You gotta find a good name for it. He surely is a dumbass.
He's definitely not alive and electrified.
Wow. And lastly, Joan Rivers, looks like she's been hospitalized. She had to have throat surgery, and during the surgery she stopped breathing, and right now she's on life support, so hopefully she'll recover from this, and hopefully we don't lose another great comedian like we did Robin Williams. So
yeah.
Everyone out there, pray and hope that she makes it through.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about that.
All right, well, so any last words?
Like you said, keep, Joan Rivers in your prayers. Hopefully she'll get a speedy recovery. And check out, my show every Sunday, 6 p.m. It's called Sports Urban Legend. And, of course, check out IMAC every Saturday at 11, only on Buck Buckery.
All right, so check out Will's show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend, Sundays at 6. And check out this show, IMAC, Saturdays here at 11 on Block Talk Radio. I'll see you guys next week.